This is Akashwani, the news read by Purnima Samant Kadakoti. Thirty-nine ministers were inducted into the Council of Ministers of BJP-led Mahayuti government in Maharashtra today. These include 33 cabinet ministers and 6 ministers of state who were sworn in at a ceremony at Raj Bhavan in Nagpur. Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly inducted ministers. Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and Ajit Pawar were also present on the occasion. In the cabinet ministerial berths, BJP tops the tally with 16 cabinet ministers and 3 ministers of state, while Shiv Sena got 9 cabinet berths and 2 ministers of state. Nationalist Congress Party's 8 cabinet ministers and 1 minister of state took oath. The prominent ministers include BJP's state president Chandrasekhar Bhavankule, BJP's Shivendra Singh Bhosle, Nitesh Rane, Shiv Sena's Sanjay Rathore, and NCP's Narahari Jhirwal and Hasan Mushrif. The Maharashtra cabinet also includes 4 women ministers, BJP's Pankaja Mundhe, Madhuri Misal, Meghna Bordikar, and Nationalist Congress Party's Aditi Tadkare. The week-long winter session of the Maharashtra Assembly will begin from tomorrow at Nagpur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi chaired the meeting yesterday as well. The 3-day conference, which began on Friday, was aimed to further strengthen the partnership between the centre and the state governments with a focus on enhancing cooperative federalism and ensuring better coordination to achieve faster growth and development. Chief secretaries, senior officials of all states and union territories, and domain experts, among others, attended the conference. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, today unveiled Jalvahak scheme to give boost to cargo movement on 3 national waterways. Jalvahak is aimed at incentivizing the movement of long-haul cargo via national waterways on rivers Ganga, Brahmaputra and Barak. The cargo promotion scheme provides a direct incentive to the cargo owners to transport their goods through inland waterways for a distance of more than 300 km. Mr. Sonowal also flagged off 3 cargo ships with 2 dump barges from the GR jetty in Kolkata. Speaking on the occasion, the minister said government has made a concerted effort to realize the tremendous potential of India's rich network of inland waterways. President of Sri Lanka Anura Kumara Dissanayake arrived New Delhi this evening on a 3-day visit to India. He was received by Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan at Delhi Airport. This is the first bilateral visit of President Dissanayake to India after the recently concluded presidential and parliamentary elections in Sri Lanka. During his visit, Mr. Dissanayake will meet President Draupadi Murmu and hold discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow on bilateral issues of mutual interest. President Dissanayake will also participate in a business event in Delhi to promote investment and commercial linkages between India and Sri Lanka. He will visit Bodh Gaya in Bihar. 2 bills related to One Nation, One Election are scheduled to be introduced in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal will introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill in the lower house. Union Cabinet headed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi had approved the Constitutional Amendment Bill recently to roll out the concept of simultaneous Lok Sabha and State Assembly polls. The High-Level Committee on One Nation, One Election, led by former President Ram Nath Kovind, had recommended holding simultaneous Lok Sabha and State Assembly polls in the country. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami unveiled 5 aspects of the 38th National Games, including the logo, mascot, anthem, jersey and torch at Dehradun today. The 38th National Games are proposed to be held in Uttarakhand from January 28 to 14 February next year. In women's under-19 T20 Asia Cup cricket, India registered a massive 9-wicket win over arch-rivals Pakistan in their opening Group A match at Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. Opening to bat first, Pakistan were restricted to 67 for 7 in 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.